what I'm all about. No wonder somebody from Plenty of Fish talked to me. She wasn't real. I got catfished. Down here at rock bottom, it doesn't seem as funny to me as you might think it would. Without my beer goggles on, the profile pic looks surprisingly similar to Taylor Swift. I'm such an emotional masochist, I'm going to let that one hang in the air like a thick skunk fart and permeate the self-loathing that doesn't go away even after a 25-minute shower. It looked like a picture of Taylor Swift. No one with her name in the Syracuse, Indiana area where she said she's from could be found in a Facebook search. That didn't seem suspicious to me. When I told her I wrote a poem I like, instead of asking what it's about, she said, "Lol, nice poem." Then she said she worked at Paradise Liquors, sick. And of course, she has her charity organization. Still no recognition of a red flag on my part. She asked for photos of me, my children, and my house. Now she's scamming someone else as if she's a single father from nowhere, USA, with a 7-year-old son exactly as adorable as mine. I never did send a photo of my house or my PayPal login. Nope. All I did was give away my dignity. I think I must have ignored everything that didn't make sense because I felt lucky a real person was talking to me. She wanted to know the story of my life. She wanted to know what had put me here, single in Indiana in the wealthiest nation on planet Earth, without a wife. Such a handsome guy like me. It seemed like she was really interested in me. It seemed like she really wanted to know what I'm all about.